Let's have a
the only reason he's got man of the match.
I'll let you ask him a few questions. I'll give him my headset.
He had a nightmare. No, he played well.
He hasn't got it yet, despite the fact that he has been voting on all the Twitter accounts that he has. Tony McMahon with us live on Pulse 2 Matchday Live. It's a bit of a nervy afternoon, that, at times.
Was it?
It was for us, yeah.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
No, it was a difficult game. They're not bad, to be fair. They come, pressed us first half and made it difficult and was a bit scrappy, but second half we got foothold in the game and obviously we got the vital goal and we held on for a clean sheet and massive 3 points.
Bit sloppy at times in the first half. Was that what Stuart McCall's halftime team talk was about? Cut out the sloppiness?
Yeah, and we played a bit too much in front of them. We didn't turn them down the sides and give them chance to press us, and second half we went a bit more down the side, a bit more direct into Chaz, who was brilliant all game, and give us the emphasis to go forward a little bit more, and like I say, we got that goal and we're absolutely delighted with the win.
Great goal, wasn't it, from the build-up, including that little 1-2 between Hawula and Law before Law scored.
Yeah, brilliant goal. Mashu was there and I was telling him to slow down so I could get round him, but he didn't listen and he put a great ball and Chaz had knocked it down and Lawsy was just in the right place at the right time to tap it in, and we were all obviously buzzing. And to be fair, they had a couple of chances, but nothing really. Doyle had a couple of good saves, he made a couple of good saves, but we were pretty comfortable. I know you said you weren't in the stand, but felt pretty comfortable throughout the game, and obviously we're delighted with the win.
I suppose really when it's just one goal in it, it only takes a second, doesn't it, to score a goal, so that's why perhaps it is a little bit nervy. And the celebrations for the goal from the crowd, it seemed like it was an outpouring relief rather than just another goal.
Yeah, because in the build-up we had a few chances before we scored, and then obviously afterwards we had a couple more where we could have put it to bed and got that second and made it a lot more easier for us. But like I say, we were solid at the back and felt comfortable all game. Like I said, Doyle made a couple of good saves, but at the end of the day it's a massive win for us and another 3 points on the board and keep going.
And at the end of the game when Stephen Darby came on, we thought maybe that you might go forward and he might drop in at fullback.
I think my winger days are gone now. I think they're gone. I'm a right back now, I think. But yeah, obviously, just to see the game out, Darb's coming front and just to see it out.
It was a good performance from the lads at the back, I thought, especially on the right side, McArdle and him. I think they were in there, and I think a lot of the lads showed how they started the game by being on the front foot. You know, Macca's right up behind the winger, Cardo's header in everything, and I think it brings the young lads along as well to show that, you know, these are right up for it, the older lads, and it just brings everyone, gives everyone that lift, and the standards start there, and they've been outstanding at the moment and we're on a great run, and that's why, like, you know, he's up for man of the match. Unselfish runs that he does down the wing, you know, and that's what where the first goal came from. He took that player away from Marshy and he gets to stand one up for Charlie at the back post, and you know, great celebrations, and just shows how hard we're working for each other, doesn't it? And yeah, same in training, isn't it, really?
Same every day, like, lads are together. It's probably, like I said it last year, but this year we probably a great group, like a really hard good group. Obviously the gaffer came in at the start and inherited 8 or 9 already, like, good pros, and then he's added not just good players but good people to the squad, and like I say, we're in a good place at the minute and everyone's working hard for each other and we just keep going.
Well, cast your mind back 9-10 months when you're in the situation when there were just 8 or so of you here, and then there wasn't a manager, and then Stuart McCall came in. Could you have envisaged the situation that you're in now?
No, and I think we've exceeded expectations. At the start of the season, I don't think the aim was promotion, but we've had that such a good season, everything's clicked, and now we're going for promotion. We're in a good position, we're on form, we're in a good place at the minute. Everyone's together, fans are right behind us, and like I say, it's a good place, and good place to come into work every day.
The place in the playoffs isn't mathematically assured yet. We're still 6 points clear of 7th place, but there's only 3 games to go, and one of their games is against Fleetwood. So would you be actually sort of quite happy to see Fleetwood win on Monday? Or
no, I don't think we just got to concentrate on ourselves. I know we've been saying it for a long time, we just concentrate on what we do, and like today was a massive game, and we come off the pitch and we've looked at the results and everyone's won, so doesn't matter. We just keep going, as long as we keep winning and we're in good form, and like I say, we're in a good place, and we just keep going right to the end.
Yeah, it's unusual to see so many teams chasing the same thing, all winning on the same day. The one who didn't play today is Bolton, who play at Oldham tomorrow. Now, if they don't win that, Sheffield United become champions, and you go to play them on Monday, and they will be the champions. Now, Matt doesn't know how that might affect the game.
You know, which way could it go?
Yeah, it could go either way. Then the pressure's totally off them when they've won the league. You know what I mean? And
they can start spraying things about, can't they?
Yeah.
You try things, or you know.
Would have been nice for them to win the league and then go out 2 days on the drink.
Exactly. That's what I said.
That would have been the ideal scenario. Yeah. But hopefully they win it tomorrow when if Bolton lose and
then have one day on the drink.
And then just have one day on the drink and turn up half cut on Monday.
Well, they've got some old players, so you know, maybe just one day will be enough to knock them out.
Just like I say, it's obviously a massive game Monday, and everyone's looking forward to it. We enjoyed today, but start preparing properly, and we're in tomorrow, and we go again.
There's a boy who sits just down there. I don't know his name. He came and told us before kickoff that he'd give us 25-1 that you get automatic promotion.
Nice. What did you say?
Well, he said 25-1. That's what it would be. Now, bear in mind.
What was your reply?
Well,
I'd want to. Handed him a tenner.
I think honestly, well, at that stage, I would have wanted 50-1. But you know, if Bolton do lose tomorrow, do you look upon it and think, well, hang on, it's down to 4 points, and then
yeah, the pressure's on them. You know what I mean? We've done our job today, and our job was to win, and we've done that, and that's all we can do. We just concentrate on what we're doing. Got the 3 points, and now we watch on tomorrow and see how Bolton get on, and that's all we can do.
As long as we do our job like we have today, and we do it again on Monday, you know, they start looking down on you over your shoulder there, and it does get to you, doesn't it? You know, you think you've got such a cushion, and all of a sudden it's 4 points and it's three. But we'd be happy with the playoffs, especially the way we're playing. I know it's a lottery and that, isn't it? But like we say,
I don't think anyone would want to play us.
That's
exactly what Matt said. Because I said, you know, is there a team that you wouldn't want to play? And he said, well, we're the team that everybody else would say that about.
I think so. Yeah.
Southend maybe. Because of the, they've taken 4 points off you this season, and Matt made the point about their ground as well. They know how to turn that to their advantage.
Yeah, Southend, physical team, but like I say, we're a good team. On our day, we can beat anyone, and we're a match for anyone. And like I say, I don't think there'll be many wanting to play us. But we've looked to Monday, and we just keep going.
Any injuries that you're aware of from that today?
No, I don't think so.
Everybody fit and raring to go again on Monday.
Didn't Doyle do his knee when he came out for that cross?
Doyle was stuck.
He jumped about three seconds.
It's all right, I've just wiped the treacle off his boots. The treacle he was running in.
Oh, wow.
No, everyone's fine.
Yeah, good. Right, well, best of luck on Monday. We'll see you down there.
Done, Matt.
Thank you.
At Bramall Lane. Thanks so much for joining us on Pulse 2 Matchday Live.